This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres was appointed for a second five-year term on Friday by a 193-member UN General Assembly. The 15-member Security Council earlier this month recommended the General Assembly reappointed Guterres. This is his second term, and it starts on January 1st of next year. Guterres succeeded Ban Ki-moon in January of 2017, just weeks before Donald Trump became U.S. president. Much of Guterres' first term was focused on placating Trump, who questioned the value of the United Nations and multilateralism. The United States is the largest U.N. financial contributor, responsible for 22% of the regular budget and around a quarter of the peacekeeping budget. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has started restoring funding cuts made by Trump to the U.N. agencies and re-engaged with the world body. In a rare move, the U.N. General Assembly condemned Myanmar's military coup and called for an arms embargo against the country in a resolution demonstrating widespread global opposition to the junta and demanding the restoration of the country's democratic transition. Supporters had hoped the 193-member world body would approve the resolution unanimously by consensus, but Belarus called for a vote. The measure was approved with 119 countries voting yes, but Belarus voted no. 36 other countries abstained. While not legally binding, the resolution reflects international condemnation of the February 1st coup that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News. Iranians have voted in a presidential election dominated by the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's hardline protege after the disqualification of his strongest opposition and competition. That fueled apathy and left some polling places largely deserted despite pleas to support the Islamic Republic at the ballot box. Opinion polling by state-linked organizations indicated that Judiciary Chief Ibrahim Raisi, who is already under U.S. sanctions, was the front-runner in a field of only four candidates. Former central bank chief is running as the moderate candidate, but has not inspired the same support as outgoing President Hassan Rouhani, who is term-limited from seeking the office again. The polls closed at 2 a.m. Saturday. U.S. President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. Biden announced Friday that 300 million COVID-19 vaccine shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office. Biden is crediting scientists, companies, the American people, and his whole government effort. The president noted that 65% of adults received at least one shot, setting the stage for most Americans to have a relatively normal summer as businesses reopen and employers hire. Despite the achievement, Biden is in danger of failing to meet his target of having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The official COVID-19 death toll in Brazil is about to hit 500,000. That is the second highest in the world. At the same time, science is on trial inside the country. The truth is up for grabs. Brazil's Senate is publicly investigating how the toll got so high, focusing on why the president, Jair Bolsonaro's far-right government, ignored opportunities to buy vaccines for months while it relentlessly pushed hydroxychloroquine. That's a malaria drug that rigorous studies have shown to be ineffective in treating COVID-19. A senior U.S. general has warned that the wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across the band of Africa and needs the attention of the world. He spoke Friday at the close of a large U.S.-led war games with American, African, and European troops. The African Lion, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally. The General Stephen Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, praised the work accomplished, but painted a dark picture of threats besetting parts of the African continent. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.